Hey guys, and welcome back to the Rugby Down Under podcast, episode 19. Now, this is going to be a bit of a different one this week because I am actually on the... while this podcast is coming out, I am in Tozaviti. I'm in Fiji. I've flown back home to visit my family. So we're going to have a bit of a quick podcast here today, just kind of chatting about the sevens. Usually, if you are new around here, guys, we speak literally everything about rugby all around the world, whether it be the Autumn Nations series, which we will cover in depth next week with we'll comprehensively cover it next week. Actually, now I sound like a travel insurance guy. I don't even know what I'm speaking about right now. I'm just thinking about all the things that have involved with flying nowadays. That's what thing about insurance. But obviously I'm not here just by myself. I'm here with the Kiwi. How are we doing, Dwight?
No, I'm very well, thank you, mate. We've had a whole heap of rugby coming, not just for the Union returning with the Gallagher Premiership Top 14 URC all peeking their heads back in, but also we have got the Sevens action, not just last weekend, but also this weekend, which we will be talking about in just a little bit.
Absolutely. Like I said, guys, we will be doing a massive kind of review of the entire Autumn Nations series next week, along with a guest as well. Won't be just us, it'll be us with a guest. And then later on as well, we do have a guest in a couple of weeks' time from the United Kingdom, who we'll be talking about the entire year with the rugby, not just the Autumn Nations series. So, buddy, we're flying, mate. We are flying. And obviously, that means we can't speak about the latest news today, but we'll speak all about it next week. So, hit that follow button. If you want to get updates about what's going on, do jump onto Big Cow Sport on Instagram. But then again, follow Big Cow Sport on YouTube and also the Kiwi Lads on YouTube so that you can obviously watch our fantastic sporting content. But we will still be going through the latest results here today. And Mr. Hamish, you're on turn. It's your turn.
Thank you, Mr. Blaze. Now, at this stage, we will be talking, first of all, about the Union that did take place. There wasn't a lot of it, but there was still a couple games kind of sneaking
in there. How dare you disrespect Czechia again? This is not the first time, won't be the last time.
Sweet. So, they were able to get the win, though. No, sorry. Yeah, they did. They did. 39 points to 12 over Luxembourg. And then Chile able to get the win over Russia, 42 points to 27. There was another game, the biggest game of the weekend, a lot of people would argue, and I feel like you are included in that kind of bunch. The Barbarians taking on Samoa. This game was postponed slash cancelled just a few hours beforehand, because, of course, we were talking about it beforehand, keeping ourselves awake for the Sevens final.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
It was coming up.
Yeah.
But, pretty much about 90 minutes before the kickoff, they were like, hang on, we've got a few cases. This game is not happening anymore. So because of that, a lot of people were angry, as you can probably understand.
Well, imagine driving all the way from Manchester down to Twickenham to see it. And then next minute, they're like, here's a women's game instead. Like, no offense to the women's game, but I didn't come for the women's game. You know what I'm saying?
Although I did a couple interesting set plays. I did see a little bit of a gridiron one that they were doing. You would have loved that for the NFL style that they were putting out there. But they were able to get a comprehensive win over the South African side as well while they were at it. But looking through now, our next group of results, the Sevens did kick off Dubai for the first week of
Dubai
Sevens. I'm getting that Tozaviti.
Go on.
You know what? Some of those names from the Fijians are just not made to come off my tongue. The order is as follows. Number 8, or who finished 8th, it was Kenya. 7th was Ireland.
Kenya. Oh, whoa. Sorry, every time I hear them on stream, I have to do that. Go on.
No worries. It's understandable. And then 6th, it was Great Britain. 5th was the Australians. Are you happy about that? Where they're sitting?
Okay, fair enough. As if I'm going to be happy about 5th. Like, at least it's the best of the kind of stragglers, but it's, whatever.
Yeah, so only one ranking above Fiji, who did finish 4th, though. So that is a little bit of a win for the Aussies. And then also in 3rd was Argentina. Then in 2nd, coming runner-up, it was USA with the winners, South Africa. Once again, the Blitzbox able to get themselves a win. And now they're on an 18-match winning streak. And that doesn't seem like it's being broken anytime soon. Unless, of course, this weekend, maybe we do just get to see some action there. But it was interesting. Argentina, we didn't predict this. They actually qualified first in pool, I believe it was pool B. Yes, it was. They were able to get themselves 8 points, followed by the USA. Kenya got in on the kind of best third place team, although they were actually second in that regard because Ireland were just a little bit ahead of them. That is a lie. They were around the other way. Ireland were just a little bit behind Great Britain, South Africa, and then also Fiji and Australia. where the teams who did make it through.
Just quickly on that Pool A, we'll speak more about it in a second, but just quickly on that Pool A, like that literally was Australia first, Fiji second until after the siren in the group stage, just because obviously Fiji snuck it in the end. Like I told you, man, it's the bogey team. They just simply, Australia can never beat Fiji. They just simply can never beat Fiji. Doesn't matter how many young bloods are in the team, they can never beat Fiji. But is that all the results?
That is all the results. Although one that I really want to mention very briefly is the fact that Argentina versus Fiji for that game of the semifinals. That was actually pretty interesting to me because they did show the stats beforehand. And the last time that these two sides played in Dubai, Argentina were actually able to get the win as well. So
there you go, mate. What did I tell you? I told you different. No, well, I told you that different places, different teams play well. And I found out that Fiji actually don't play well in Dubai. I actually saw this. I saw a stat afterwards. And I told you this last week. I said, mate, be careful, mate. Don't think that just because Fiji they're going to win. I did say Fiji win. I'm always going to say Fiji win. You know what I'm saying? But like
who
overall,
did I say to win out of curiosity?
Yeah, but like you're choosing South Africa, who like Fiji have the youngest team they've ever played in the history of ever. Like they had like a 4-year old on that team at that one point. You know, that's how young they were. You know, it was ridiculous. But in the same sense, like we didn't really prepare for the fact that they were going to play such a young team. Like there was no, there was a lot of players out. But anyway, let's get into the World Rugby Rankings. 11, I know. There was two players from the Olympics. But let's get into the World Rugby Rankings here. Well, the only reason we're going to mention this week, because there is actually a couple of changes. There is. We were thinking there was no changes, but there actually is a couple of changes here. So, in number 30, we have the Germans. Number 29, Brazil. Number 28, Poland. Number 27 is Belgium. Netherlands in 26. And then we get to our change in the top 30. We still will be going through the entire top 30, but our only changes here is Russia from 23 to 25, the old Russians not looking too good as they've been beaten by Chile twice in a row. Namibia in 24th, they are just like the middle ground right now. They're seeing so much action go up and above. But then you get to Chile in number 23, who jumped from 25. So Namibia stays there, but they just go whoopa all the way around them. Hong Kong in 22, Canada 21, Spain, Espanol in number 20, Portugal number 19, Uruguay 18, 17 is the US of A, Tonga in 16, 15 is Romania, number 14 is Italy, Samoa in 13, they could have actually jumped Georgia if they had won that game against the Barbarians. Actually, no, that wouldn't have counted, would have it?
No, I don't believe so.
Well, then forget me. Number 12 is Georgia. Number 11 is Fiji. Number 10 is Japan. Number 9, Argentina. Number 8 is Wales, debatably. Number 7 is Scotland. Number 6 is Australia, debatably. Number 5 is France. Number 4 is the Irish. Number 3 is the English. Number 2 is New Zealand. And number 1 is South Africa. And we will talk about the biggest climbers here, which was obviously Chile from 25 to 23. We also got to see 37 to 36, which was Czechia. And also, MDA. Is that Moldova, maybe? Is that 59 to 58? Hold on. If I just go down and have a look at it, it'll show me. It was Moldova. It was Moldova, mate. They're from 59 to 58. And that means that we go down to the biggest fallers, which is Russia from 23 to 25, Ukraine from 38 to 37, and the old Luxembourg from 58 to 59. Anything you have to say about the world rankings, mate?
So we're not going to see too many changes. Like this is probably, if I'm not wrong, the last week we're going to get to see some changes because I don't know how many more games we've got.
Still other games like in the Northern Conference Championship. Oh, that's women's actually. There's a women's game on that will be. But if there's women's games on, then you would safely assume there's probably going to be a men's game on sometime soon. I don't know why I'm taking so long. We don't have the time for this, Hamish. We do not have the time for me. No, I'm interested now. There is actually a couple of there's emerging Italy versus Romania. I don't even know what that is. Netherlands versus Spain next week, and that's the last game. Netherlands versus Spain and emerging Italy versus Romania. What type of name is emerging Italy? You had the Italy A team the other day. You now have Italy and you have emerging Italy. What's going to be emerging Italy A, emerging Italy buddy D? What's going on here?
They have a lot of teams, don't they, Italy? Maybe they should concentrate on just the one.
They should concentrate on just the one, to be fair. But obviously, let's move into the 7 series here. And obviously, we did see South Africa take the gold medal. USA kind of take the silver medal. And Argentina, they took the bronze. What were your immediate thoughts on this one? Obviously, you're a relatively new Sevens fan.
I love the competition. I feel like just something about Sevens due to the fact that I haven't watched too many of the competitions with how fast-paced it is just keeps you on the edge of your seat. Definitely when we get to see those games go down to the wire, like quite a few of them did. That game between USA and Fiji, That one was a little bit of a nerve-wracking one. I'm sure that you had that same feeling. Australia, Fiji, indeed. So Fiji, it was that whole thing of we were expecting, I guess you could say, big things, but we didn't realise that they were going to have so little experience on that side. And even with that little experience, they were still going pretty decently overall. USA, they peaked at the right time in the competition as well. They didn't have the best pool stage. They did lose to Spain. But saying that, Spain actually impressed throughout this one. They were able to get themselves quite a few decent wins, including, I think it was the biggest win over Canada out of any team. And Canada played Australia, Fiji and France. So, as you say, fair play to the Spanish.
Yeah, exactly right. Spanish were pretty decent. But I will say this, like, yeah, look, I was saying that South Africa haven't really proved anything yet. They did look very good in this tournament. They did. So I will say that. However, Fiji played two players from the Olympics team. I'm going to go through their team lineup right now. Dasura Fakorabili. He is one of the guys. I'm pretty certain him and Wazaya Nadongo are the only guys from the Olympics, correct?
Your names.
You wouldn't know what you're talking about.
I probably need to see the spelling of them before I can go.
No, anyway, the point of the matter is I'm pretty certain that Vakorambili and Nadongo are the only two guys there going through these names. But you have, you know, Joseva Talavolo, Jeremiah Matana, Ioane Temba, who was very good, Felipe Satoranga, Kamanieli Arasaku, Elia Vanakavata, Daniela Yaya, who was also pretty decent as well sometimes, Manueli Maisamoa, Panapesa Ngerugeru, and Ioane Aratu-Raviri was their lineup up there for the most ball. They interchanged it, obviously, but that's the guys they brought over. You know, that tells everything you need to know. There was no Jerry Tuai, you know, there was no Tui Vuaka, who everyone obviously loves. I love that man, you know, I love that man, Tui Vuaka, after what he did at the Olympics. You know, and I don't think we'll see a very similar lineup to Fiji in this next week as well, because obviously they're not going to ship everyone out there. Dubai, as I said, isn't usually a quality Fiji leg. You go to Hong Kong and Singapore and let's play, baby, because you'll see a different Fiji there. And I'm pretty certain, well, look, it's so strange that USA were able to get to the final because they looked woeful throughout this entire tournament. Every single game, even that Fiji game, they still looked woeful. They still looked woeful. They were down 19-5 or 9-7 and found a way to make the final. But that's what happens when you're playing with three groups. You know, that's what happens when you don't have England, you don't have Samoa, you don't have New Zealand, you don't have Wales, you don't have Scotland. You know, you don't have anyone really to create the normal group stages because it's just stupid. Like, obviously, yeah, look, USA did come, they came second in their group, to be fair, but they still had a very easy group. You put them into a group that's not Argentina with no Moneta, and they still finish below them, Kenya and Spain. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, did they lose to Spain?
They did lose to Spain, yeah, 12-7. But then from there, they actually also drew with Argentina 21-21, which helped them.
But Argentina's not that great. I'm sorry, but Argentina's not that great right now. They're not that great. Like, they get the job done. Like, cool. They came third. Okay, that's cool. But you give Fiji their full lineup, so they come third.
All right.
Question.
Is that a question?
Yes.
I disagree.
Do you think Argentina beat Fiji with a full... Hey? Do you think... Wait, what? you said
Fiji with their full lineup.
They would have beat USA. Okay, do you think USA and Argentina, who wins?
USA versus Argentina, off what we saw here, I would say it depends because USA in the later stages, like they were able to beat Great Britain 35-17, 19 over Fiji. But it's, yeah, Great Britain are in a bit of a tough place at the moment, aren't they?
I think that I got someone on my stream actually saying something like, oh, Great Britain, because obviously no Dan Norton. There was no, was Tom Mitchell there? Tom Mitchell was there.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't. And obviously they're both English lads, but it was a really strange Great Britain team. They looked shocking. Like, they were not fun to watch at all. And so they can, for example, sorry Irish out there, but your seventh team's not good, right? 26-19, the Great British beat them. They should be beating the Irish by a lot more. South Africa beat them 28-7. That's actually not even a great result for South Africa. So Ireland actually weren't terrible in this tournament because they did go and beat Japan 33-0, but like realistically Ireland are a one-man team. Then you obviously saw the Australian team. They put 35 points past Ireland. And that's what you should be doing. Argentina then, also, they beat Ireland. Like, it was just weird. Great Britain, they looked shocking, in my opinion. They got pumped by South Africa. They got absolutely pumped by South Africa. And they only won by, that's right, the game against Japan, they only won by 5 points against them. Like, this was really strange. Like, their whole team. Like, let's go have a quick look at their team here. Just to Alex Davis, Ross McCann, Jamie Farndale, Robbie Ferguson, Tom Bowen. Tom Bowen's usually there for the English. Tom Williams, Frederick Roddick. And then you've got Max McFarlane, Luke Trahan, Morgan Williams, Jamie Barden, and Will Trenholm. I can guarantee you, any Sevens follower, the only name there that they would probably recognise is Tom Bowen.
So, when I looked through the starting lineup, I was like, right, I'm going to look for the names that I know from the Olympic Sevens. Oh, wait, no, they've got rid of their captain. He's not there.
I think so Tom Bowen would have been at the Olympics, wouldn't he?
Was he?
I don't know. I think so for the English.
I think so. But then other than that, they didn't really have, I guess, a few of the slightly familiar names, because I'm curious, because I haven't actually seen these teams like England, Scotland, Wales all play as their individual nations. I have only seen them as Great Britain.
England and Australia are pretty much the same. England and Australia are pretty much the same.
Okay.
Majority of the time. Scotland, geez, they're not good. They're like a, how to compare to a team now, right this second. Scotland, I would honestly put alongside the likes of Canada. They kind of can be okay, but they're not really that great. And then Wales. I remember I saw Wales in a final the other year. They lost, but, oh, they might have won. I don't know, but they're not usually that great. I'd put Wales alongside maybe, I'd put maybe Wales alongside Canada as well. They're all very similar in that sense that they're not that great, but they're kind of there on their game, not even their day, because obviously Sevens, you play multiple games in a day. So they're on their game, not their day. But yeah, look, obviously I think that Fiji, I personally think that Fiji obviously made a final. Like, I'm not saying Fiji beat South Africa though, because South Africa were very good. So it's like, it's all well and good to say Fiji wouldn't have come third. They would have probably come at least second. They would have come at least second, in my opinion, because they still, with this ridiculously young lineup, were still able to get all the way through to the semi-final. And then they did choke it against USA as well. That experienced team, with the likes of Jerry Tuai and whatnot, they would not be choking that final to the USA. Especially, like, and with the final being 42-7 in favour of South Africa, that proves you how bad the USA actually are. Like, I'm sorry. It does. They don't look anywhere near as good as what they have been. Like, you put Colin Ellis and Perry Baker, Colin Ellis doesn't look like half the player he used to be. Like, he doesn't look like half the player. His defense is not great either, to be honest with you.
Someone who actually I was surprised with for USA was actually, I believe it's Schroeder, is it?
Yeah, Schroeder.
He actually played very well, I thought, throughout. But yeah, pretty much it seemed like they didn't have enough players consistently kind of playing their best rugby, which is what you pretty much need in sevens, because when you've only got the seven men out on the field, if you're missing kind of those two or three links, all of a sudden the defensive line just isn't what you would want it to be, which is why, you know, they have the potential of giving away 40-plus points to South Africa. But I'm looking forward. I think a lot of people still want to see that final of Fiji versus South Africa, but it's whether or not this young Fijian side can get through to that final and then try and take down South Africa, who have been looking pretty solid. But then saying that, when we've seen the groups that we have got this weekend, would you like me to read them out very quickly?
Yeah, I was trying to get it up now, so you go for it.
Alrighty, so Pool A is going to be Great Britain, South Africa, Ireland, and Japan. Now, that may sound familiar, and that's because it is the exact same group as last week, I believe, for that one. Then looking at Pool B, it is Canada, Australia, Kenya, and the USA. So that will be an interesting one. And then Pool C is going to be France, Spain, Argentina, and Fiji. So I'm curious to know how Spain goes in that pool, because they are kind of, I guess you could say, the dark horses who are coming off a little bit of form up against Canada in their most recent game, but also seem to be able to really pour on that passion. Similar to an Argentina, that game's going to be a feisty one between the two sides. But yeah, that's going to be an interesting one. Which pool are you looking forward to the most?
For some reason, I can't see it. Where have you got this?
This is on my own special app.
I think for me, the group that I'm looking at the most, like, that Pool B is not great. It has the potential to be good, but in the same sense, Pool B with Australia, Kenya, USA, and Canada. USA look terrible. Australia don't look fantastic, but still look pretty good against Fiji. Just couldn't get the job done. I don't even know why they didn't play Maurice Longbottom in that game. Canada and Kenya, okay. Great Britain, terrible. South Africa, Ireland, and Japan. I think, yes, South Africa easily win that group again. And we're probably going to see Great Britain come second. And we're probably going to see Ireland come third. And we'll probably see Japan come fourth. So that group doesn't interest me at all. And then you've got Pool C, which is France, Spain, Argentina, and Fiji. I guess that's the group that you're looking at, because France are okay. Spain obviously did surprise, but you're still more than likely, you're going to see Fiji win this week in regards to Pool C. You'll see them come first. Argentina will come second. And then I'd probably say, I'd still probably say France third. But then again, like it's strange to see how Spain are playing, because they never usually play well. Like they're not usually great. Not exactly usually the greatest sevens team that you do obviously see. But, you know, hats off to them. Hopefully they can keep going. They did lose 28-7 to Argentina. When Fiji played Argentina in the group stages, what was it like? No, they didn't play. That's right. They didn't have them in the group stages. Who was Argentina with last week?
Argentina last week, they did have Argentina, USA, Kenya, and Spain.
Mm. Yeah, so and I think Fiji... Well, go on.
I'd say Kenya are probably a side that a lot of people... Like, they're always right there, aren't they? We thought they were actually going to be qualifying a little bit higher, perhaps, and they were going to be above Argentina, but they have got themselves... Kenya's sevens
have gone downhill massively, man. I don't understand what it is.
They still play an exciting game. It's just that they don't seem to be able to quite get the points. Like, if I quickly let you know the results that they did have, there's quite a few games they either get dominated or they have a close game. Yeah. It seems to be that kind of thing, because they lost up against... they lost up against the USA 14-7, up against Argentina 22-17. They were able to beat Spain 26-12, but then
the last they three should games be beating Spain, though.
They ended up 19 points to 5, they did lose to Fiji. 33 points to 5, they lost to Great Britain. And then 29 points to 7, they lost to Ireland. So those were kind of interesting ones. Because
did you say Kenya lost to Ireland?
Yep. They did indeed, and they did end up losing it 29-7 compared to the Olympics when they did play them, when they were able to win it 22-0.
I'm telling you, Kenya's fallen off. If you think this is exciting, it's because you're new. And that's not me insulting you. It's because you're new. You don't really know kind of what Kenya usually plays like. Kenya is usually one of the better teams on the circuit. They're not as good as New Zealand. They're probably... I would say they used to be up there with the likes of New Zealand, Fiji before New Zealand, Fiji were even, well, New Zealand was there, but like before Fiji was even really a thing, Kenya was winning and doing really well. And then they started to slowly fall down into an England versus England, Australia kind of level. And then they've gone down now into a kind of Canadian level. If they're losing 29-7 to the Irish, you wouldn't see Australia get caught dead losing to the Irish 29-7 right now. Like, there's no way that is an acceptable loss for a team that's a quality team. And that's, like I said, I'm not offending any Irish here. Well, if I'm offending you, well then, you know, move on, because like your seventh team is not great. Your 15th team is fantastic. Your seventh team, you don't even usually make the tour. The fact that you're on the tour right now actually comes down to the fact that we aren't seeing a Samoa, a New Zealand, a England, Wales, Scotland, and the like. So it's five teams, right? So you're going to take away, normally you would take away the Irish, and then you're going to put one team in, and then you're going to add in those other four teams. I think they might finish and get above Japan, though. But that's the thing. Now Ireland, they're doing 29 points against Kenya. They're probably going to start making the actual list every single year for the circuit. But Kenya falling off massively, man. Seventh place playoff, and to get beaten that badly by the Irish is ridiculous. But then again, Canada, they finish in 10th, which is not great for them. But okay, let's get into some of these predictions for this week, because I obviously do have to head off. But what are you thinking for this week? Go through, obviously, who you think will come first and second in the groups. And then, actually, we'll go through. Okay, we'll go. I'll say first. So Pool A, I'm going to say South Africa, Great Britain, Ireland, Japan. What would you go with?
That is my order as well.
Absolutely. Too easy. Pool B, Canada, Australia, Canada, USA. What are your thoughts?
I'm thinking, I know it's, I feel it should be Australia, USA 1-2, but it's just who wins that game between the two sides, whether or not we get to see the USA from the quarterfinal match or whether we get to see the USA from the final, of whether or not they can try and get themselves a win. I'm saying Australia win that one though, so I'm going to say Australia 1, USA 2.
The next one's even tougher, to be honest.
It is. I've just had that realization. I'm going to say Kenya 3, Canada 4. And I'm just going to say that physicality that Kenya bring might be able to let them edge it over the Canadians.
Yeah, well, I'm going Australia 1, USA 2, Kenya 3, and Canada 4. Canada don't look great. Obviously, with no Nathan Hirayama anymore, they've got that inexperience a little bit, and they just don't really have that exciting of a team as they kind of have had in recent years. I would say Kenya will come third, and if they come fourth, then that is proving to everyone how much they've fallen off completely. Obviously, yeah, Australia, USA is tough to predict between the two. I think Kenya should easily come third. Like, honestly, they should. But then again, we did witness what we saw the other day. And honestly, they're a team that could take down a USA or Australia on their day. So either way, they could actually even finish in the top two. But I don't see that necessarily happening. And then Pool C, we've got France, Spain, Argentina, and Fiji. I'll go with Fiji, obviously, top. I will say Argentina in second. I will then say France in third and Spain in fourth.
All right, just to be a little bit different.
I knew you were going to do this because we've both gone the exact same group so far.
So I'm going to go Fiji first, Argentina second, Spain third, and France fourth.
Yeah, it's a difficult one because obviously it's so 50-50, but I think we both know that France are probably going to go third there, but you just want to obviously switch it up, mate, switch it up. But is there anything else you want to say about the sevens? Whether it be last week or this week, or obviously as well, the women's sevens, Australia came first and Fiji came second. I was very happy for the Fijiana to get into that final. We all knew that Australia was winning that though. Australia are significantly better than their opposition right now. And they've got a really easy group to get into that final. Because I think the way it was set up is that there's only two groups and it's just whoever tops the group goes to the final, right?
I believe so. I think it's two top teams from each group type thing. I believe.
Was there a semi-final?
Because we did have Russia versus France in that semi-final one.
Okay, and that's for third. That would be for third, yeah. Though. Yeah. So I was saying for the final. Yeah, so third place was that, and then first place was Fiji-Australia. Did you have any thoughts about kind of that tournament? Because obviously, I don't know, are you into the women's sevens?
I do enjoy watching the women's sevens as well. And Australia, they just looked very dominant. Like, from that first match when I saw them win, I believe it was 45-5. Over the USA, I was like, right, okay, they're the ones to beat then. They're going to be the ones who are definitely right up there. And it makes you wonder what happened in the Olympics side of it a little bit where did they finish in the Olympics, Australia?
They didn't even get out of the quarters, I don't think. I think they lost in the quarters.
So they finished, that's not the right one.
They finished
second in their group below the USA, whereas they've come out into this game and gone 45.
USA women team were terrible, man. They were woeful in this tournament. But, you know, like I said, like, happy for Australia, but I was more so happy for Fiji. Honestly, if Fiji had won that, I would have been more happy because it just gives so much light to... I've told you before that politics in Fiji do really prevent the growth of the women's game for Fijiana 7s and the 15s game. But the 15s is... not great, but the sevens has the potential in the world, and I'm always going to be the biggest advocate for the Fijiana sevens team because I believe it has all the potential in the world to be the number one, clearly, in the world above New Zealand and also above Australia, just like Fiji when they put the effort into the Fiji. But like I said, a lot of politics involved with it that do prevent it from its growth. And when you do start seeing a bit of growth, there's not going to be any finances involved in it because of a lot of reasons that I'm not really interested in talking too much deeply about, but it is kind of just what the world is like. I think it'll be a very similar final this week. I couldn't really see a great deal of teams outdoing the others. Like, obviously Fiji can struggle, but they still, like, they lost to Russia, but the Fiji women's team are still good enough to go to the final. But I think Australia win it again.
That wasn't a word.
What was that? What was that?
Not sure. It didn't quite come out as a yip. But
that
it kind
was the
of
strangest
just...
thing. I was like, what, you're trying to do a Russian accent or something? What's that?
No idea, mate. But pretty much, I think, yeah, it could end up being similar. Although I believe France might be another team to watch out for this one because they are going to be in the same pool.
She's not too bad of a player. Stefani is a big one. She's a big bopper. She just has the stride of a gazelle, mate, for a big bopper.
Yeah. You were talking about how much of a fan you were of her rugby style. In the chat beforehand, but yeah, you had high praises. Stefani, come on the podcast.
On the podcast, Stefani, you know, get around her. You know, she's a good player for France and she's a real big bopper.
I don't think I've ever heard the term big bopper used for like a woman's female.
It's what it is, man. You know, it's all inclusivity, mate. You know, I'm going to call big boppers for the man, big boppers for the women. She's a big bopper when it comes to the rugby, you know. When it comes to being physical, she's really physical. And I think, yeah, she's a great little player. I think that's all we need to say. I think we'll get into our player of the week and team of the week now. Let's go to team of the week first. And we're going to give it to me first. I'm going to give it to me first here because I can do what I want. And the team of the week, I haven't actually thought about this, to be honest with you.
All right, so would you like me to go first while you...
I will let you go first.
Alrighty, so my team of the week that I have gone with is going to be Argentina. And the reason behind it is because everyone, when they saw their performance at the Olympics, they were like, okay, they've had a good tournament. They've got third, they've done well, or they've done very well, but they aren't really going to be able to back it up. Yet they came third in this one as well. They had a couple very close games, and also being able to beat that Fiji side, I know that that one you will argue a little bit with in terms of the fact that it was a young Fijian side, but Argentina, they still put together some very good results in this one, and they were able to get themselves through and get third. So that is pretty impressive in my regard. So that is why I have given them the team of the week.
All right. Well, my team of the week, I am actually going to give to Bing Bang. I'm going to give to Ireland. I'm going to give to the Irish, yeah. Bit of a surprise one there. Simply because, like I said, they're not usually that great, and they actually did okay. You know, they won a game, which was against Japan, and they weren't horrific. I know, yeah, they got beaten by the Australians in the fifth-place semi-final, and they did get beaten by Argentina, but they only lost by 5 points to Argentina, mind you. And then they did get beaten quite comprehensively there by the Australians. But besides that, it's just really good to see them improving as a team and seeing them obviously qualify there over the likes of, I think it was France. Yeah, they did actually qualify over France. They were actually the best qualifier out of the third place teams alongside Kenya. So no, I'll definitely take the Irish there. Now, for the player of the week, I will take someone from Fiji, actually. I'm going to take someone from Fiji. And it's one of the young guns, Ioane Temba. Ioane Temba. I thought he was absolutely fantastic. I think he scored a try nearly every single game. I think he scored a try in dead set nearly every single game. I'm actually going to quickly clarify this one just to make sure that I am right. So their first game was against the French. And the French, he did score a try there. He did score a try, okay. Yes.
One from one.
We're still going here. We are currently one from one. Oh, I've gotten out of it. Okay, and I'm out of it. We're going to kick on. Don't you speak. You can't speak yet, mate. You can't speak. I'm still... Oh, my God. I'm all over the shop. I'm flustered, mate. I'm flustered. All right, so he got a try against France. Against Canada, he scored a try. He did score one try. Yep.
All right, two from two.
Two from two, mate. Two from two. And then he took on Australia and scored two tries. He scored two tries in that one. Well, actually, kind of four from three. Well, we can say it like that. Four from three. He scored four tries in three matches. And then he went into the quarterfinals and played Kenya. And, he made up for it with those two tries.
We'll allow it
because he made up for it with those two tries in the previous one. So he's four from four right now. He's four from four. And then played the US of A. Played the US of A and scored a try. He's five from five. Here we go. Can we do it? Can we make it the big one? Can we make it the big one here against Argentina? He did not. He was five from six. He was... He didn't play. That's why. So he was 5-5. He didn't play.
We'll allow it. What do you mean?
You're going to allow it. He didn't play the game. So he scored five tries in five games. Tell you that.
That's a better stat. I'll do like that one.
Yeah, it's a good stat, mate. It's a good stat. I'm a stats man over here. No, you're the stats man, but I have taken over your job. So now it's time for you to take a fly.
Alrighty. Well, we'll play a fun game of how many tries does Selwyn David score? For South Africa.
Irrelevant, because he's quite an experienced player compared to Ioane Temba. So.
Yeah, well, he's who I'm going with, my player of the week. Every game that I saw of South Africa, he was always just there. He was the game changer for them in a couple of those close moments. Also, when we were talking about our team of the week, definitely big shout out to the team who won at South Africa there. I think it was more the case of everyone expecting them to be able to do so well. That was a big sigh.
Yeah, it was. It's just like, come on, man. Wait till Fiji get their full team and then we start giving them team of the tournament. But I tell you what, man.
So, Selwyn Davids. We're going to have a quick look and see how many tries he was.
I've already been doing it, mate. He's on four out of three so far. Four out of three. Then we get to the quarterfinals and play Australia. He scored one try, so he's 5-4.
Okay, I'm liking it.
5-4, but this is like expected, man. Like, come on, man. Like, 5-4 did not score there, so he's 5-5 right now. Ioane Temba is actually beating him, and he didn't play the finals. To be fair, if we're taking out the final, just want to throw it out there. Ioane Temba actually had the same amount, so it's 6-6. But just want to throw it out there, my young blood. But 5-5 going into that last game, and then he had an extra game to outbeat him. That's what he had to do.
Yeah. Next week. Hey, this weekend, the final, that will be the difference.
Mate, your winning team is going to score the winning try, and we're going to love it. But anyway, guys, we're going to jump off. I still think we went for about 40 minutes. But overall, I have to jump off because I have a lot of packing to do ahead of my trip to Fiji. Dosaviti, I'll be watching the game in my hotel room on stream. So go over to Big House Sport right now and subscribe. Do it as well with the Kiwi lads, maybe, if you feel like it. But definitely do it with the... No, obviously, we'll be streaming the Sevens this week on our channels. What else will you be streaming this week, good sir?
Well, I've got myself some rugby union. It's going to be coming back. The URC, due to the fact that the South African games against the Northern Hemisphere sides have been postponed, it does mean that we get to see a couple more South African sides taking on each other. So it is going to be the Sharks taking on the Bulls, which is going to be a very exciting one. Also, a bit of Gallagher Premiership, including Leicester taking on Harlequins, which is a big old matchup in the scheme of things. Maybe even Stade Français taking on La Rochelle as well, just for good measure.
But the Cronulla Sharks don't play the Chicago Bulls, mate. They don't play the Chicago Bulls, mate.
Someone else who is playing BBL, mate, is coming back this weekend.
Yeah, I'll be doing that too. I'll be smacking that one. Can't wait. I'll be doing my first game on Monday because I do have a couple of A-League games on Sunday. So I'll be doing the A-League this week. Smacking it as per usual. Been bloody smacking it recently. It's been unreal. Hasn't been as fun to watch this year, but still is decent, but it's the talent in here. Okay, it's not great this year. The NBA, Chicago Bulls. Whoa, we are still flying second in the East right now. Get around it. Who else are we doing? We are doing sevens action, obviously. You didn't mention you're doing the sevens. So
I think that was pretty self-explanatory, wasn't it?
No, you can't believe everything you hear. How about that? That didn't make any sense, but that's because I'm interested.
This is a podcast.
So BBL will be on as well, and there might be a boxing fight on. I'm not too sure, to be honest with you. I'm not too sure. But jumping off for now, we appreciate you. Obviously, next Wednesday, we'll be coming out with a comprehensive, we say it again, I think that's the fifth time we've said comprehensive on this podcast, but we're coming up with a sixth comprehensive analysis of the Autumn Nation series next week alongside a special guest. And that'll do us. Do you have anything else you need to say?
Safe travels, mate. Enjoy your flight.
Don't tell me what to do, but I'll do it. Take that. All right, guys, jumping off. We appreciate you, and we'll see you next time on the Rugby Down Under podcast.